step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. From the New York Times, tens of thousands of people watched quietly as Queen Elizabeth II's coffin began its grand procession through the streets of London, flanked by honor guards and accompanied by King Charles III and other members of the royal family, following a solemn funeral service at Westminster Abbey. It was the most majestic of a day of rituals and extravagant pomp that began with the funeral service and ending on Monday evening with the Queen laid to rest at Windsor Castle. At 10:35 a.m., pallbearers carried the Queen's coffin from Westminster Hall, where it had been viewed by tens of thousands of mourners, to a gun carriage for the short procession to Westminster Abbey. King Charles III and other members of the royal family walked behind the coffin, flanked by detachments of the Queen's Corps of the Gentlemen-at-Arms, the Yeomen of the Guard, and the Royal Company of Archers. The service began at 11 a.m. in the Abbey, with King Charles III and his family in the front row, including his wife Camilla, the Queen Consort, Prince William, Prince George and Princess Charlotte, and Princess Anne and her husband, Timothy Lawrence. A solemn Meghan Markle and Prince Harry took their seats in the second row behind the King. Delivering the sermon, the Archbishop of Canterbury told mourners, "The grief felt around the world over the Queen's death arises from her abundant life and loving service. She was joyful, present to so many, touching a multitude of lives. People of loving service are rare in any walk of life. Leaders of loving service are still rarer." Her late Majesty's broadcast during the COVID lockdown ended with, "We will meet again," words of hope from a song of Vera Lynn. He added, "All who follow the Queen's example and inspiration of trust and faith in God can say with her, we will meet again." After a military bugler played the last post signifying the end of the service, the Abbey and the nation fell silent for 2 minutes in honour of the Queen. The congregation then sang, "God Save the King," and the Queen's piper played a lament as a coffin was lifted back onto the carriage. A number of items rested on top of the coffin. First, the royal standard, the flag which represents the royal family. Atop the standard was the Imperial State Crown, made of gold and set with 2,868 diamonds, 17 sapphires, 11 emeralds, 269 pearls, and 4 rubies. The crown contained jewels including the Black Prince's ruby, the Stuart sapphire, and the Cullinan II diamond. The card on the top of Queen's coffin was written by Charles and read, "In loving and devoted memory, Charles R." The note was placed on top of a wreath of flowers. Cut from the gardens of Buckingham Palace, Clarence House, and Highgrove House, the flowers and foliage were chosen for their symbolism. They include rosemary for remembrance and myrtle cut from a plant that was grown from a sprig of myrtle in the Queen's wedding bouquet, an ancient symbol of a happy marriage. Andrew and Harry both wore mourning suits as they followed the Queen's coffin down Westminster Abbey. The King and other royals, including the Princess Royal, the Prince of Wales, and the Earl of Wessex, are in military uniform. Palace Entry will be right back.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Johnny Mack. I host the 7 day a week daily comedy news podcast. And people ask me, what do you talk about? Are you kidding me? There's always a controversy around somebody like Dave Chappelle, Ricky Gervais, Cat Williams, Pete Davidson, Shane Gillis. It's a lot of fun. Plus, you can keep up on the latest news about your favorite comedians who aren't in trouble, like John Mulaney or Jerry Seinfeld. Daily Comedy News.
The Mail on Sunday reported that senior palace advisors asked Prince William and Kate Middleton to allow Prince George, their eldest son, William's heir and second in line to the throne, to attend at the state funeral of the Queen because of the powerful symbolic message it would send. One insider told the Mail, courtiers are keen for Prince George to be at the funeral in some capacity, if only to reassure the nation of the order of succession. Both William and Harry have spoken about how traumatizing it was at 15 and 12, respectively, having to walk behind their mother, Princess Diana's coffin in 1997. George did attend. Body expert Judy James told The Sun, Prince George walked beside his father, and despite some glances thrown from William down to his son, George's upright posture suggested he needed little in the way of reassurance, and it was the expression he threw up at his father that looked more like a warm smile of concern to check he was okay. George also mimicked some of his father's body language, checking and smoothing his suit jacket like a grown-up. His eye expression as they followed the coffin in looked heartbreakingly sad, and he was seen to wipe at his eyes during the start of the service, but there were no signs that he prompted any expressions of concern from William. Body language expert Sonia Beldam had an eye on Kate and told the Mirror, by tightening mouths, we can more easily control our facial muscles. All the female royals are composed with slightly pursed lips, which helps hold back emotion. Beldam describes Camilla's deportment as beautiful and said, her shoulders are horizontal, neck relaxed, her chin is slightly dipped, which is no surprise in grief and often portrays a person considering something upsetting. And for Princess Anne, she added she was very composed, upright and stoic, while showing understandable signs of grief and inward thought. The Daily Mail reported that the Sussexes' children stayed home in Montecito, California, under the care of Meghan's mum, Doria Ragland, and a team of nannies. It is believed Harry and Meghan will return home shortly. The Guardian observed a few famous people in the crowd. Adventurer and chief scout Bear Grylls, wearing a black morning jacket and a white shirt, black tie and grey pinstripe trousers, took his place at the service. The TV star was appointed as chief scout in 2009 when he was 34, making him the UK's youngest person to have held the position. Also among the mourners was Sandra Oh, best known for her role in Killing Eve and Grey's Anatomy. The actor attended the funeral at Westminster Abbey as part of the Canadian delegation as a member of the Order of Canada. Another actor, Sophie Winkleman, best known for her role in the comedy series Peep Show, also attended the funeral but as a member of the royal family. She is married to Lord Frederick Windsor, the son of the Queen's cousin, Prince Michael of Kent, and appeared alongside him. An hour or so before the start of the service, the Abbey's falconer carried his Harris falcon, Rufus, through one of the side rooms. The 15-year-old hooded bird has been patrolling the church since Thursday in an attempt to control the number of pigeons for fear they could disrupt the service. Falconer Wayne Davis said, "We've been proactive. I've been up in the roof controlling the pigeons. He usually has bells on, but they're too noisy, so I've taken them off today." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue.
Hi, my name is TJ, and I host a daily radio show. I have a bunch of friends that join me for it every day, and believe it or not, we all still see hope in humanity. Are you one of these people too? We want to hang out with you. Just search for The TJ Show on your favorite podcasting platform or join us at thetjshow.com. We would love to have you being hopeful about humanity with us. Here's a quick sample of what the show sounds like.
Hey, welcome to The TJ
Show. As you can tell, you need to hear more of it. Search for The TJ Show and we can't wait to meet you.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, aliens, ghosts, demons, cryptid creatures like Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and Mothman, then I have the show for you. The Paranormal 60 with Dave Schrader. Each week, we investigate different claims of the supernatural and try to shed light into the darkness, bringing you the top guests and experts from around the world. enter the fray. Then join me, Dave Schrader, your host, as we investigate all aspects and claims of the supernatural and paranormal. Listen on all of your favorite podcast platforms, Good Pods, TuneIn, Pocket Casts, Deezer, Player FM, Amazon Music, Audible, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts. The answers to life's biggest questions and miracles and mysteries awaits you. So join me each week, two brand new episodes of the best in paranormal podcasting, The Paranormal 60 with Dave Schrader.